How Britain and the UN Caved to Terrorism. The establishment of Israel as a sovereign state and its admission as a United Nations member in 1949 marked a turning point in 20th century history, driven by a volatile mix of diplomacy, geopolitics, and violence. At the heart of this process were the actions of Zionist extremist groups, particularly Irgun and Lehi, whose acts of extreme violence, now classified as terrorism by modern standards, played a pivotal role in pressuring Britain to relinquish its mandate for Palestine and compelling the UN to recognize Israel. This article argues that Britain and the UN, overwhelmed by these violent campaigns, effectively caved to Zionist terrorism, accepting Israel's statehood despite its partial compliance with UN conditions, including the partition plan, refugee rights, and human rights obligations. It examines the British mandate's commitment to protect Palestinian rights, the Zionist group's tactics to end British rule, the conditions for Israel's UN recognition, and the subsequent non-compliance and human rights violations that accompanied Israel's territorial expansion. The British mandate and its obligations to Palestinians. The British mandate for Palestine, formalized by the League of Nations in 1922, was a legal framework tasked with administering the former Ottoman territory while preparing it for self-governance. It incorporated the 1917 Balfour Declaration, committing Britain to facilitate the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people while ensuring that nothing should be done which might prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities. With Palestine's population roughly 90% Arab, Muslim, and Christian, and 10% Jewish in the early 1920s, protecting Palestinian rights was a core obligation. The mandate's key provisions for Palestinians included safeguarding their civil and religious rights, ensuring Jewish immigration did not harm their position, guaranteeing respect for their religious institutions, and ensuring freedom of conscience, worship, and education without discrimination. Britain was required to report annually to the League, ensuring accountability. However, the mandate's dual objectives, supporting a Jewish national home while protecting Palestinian rights, proved irreconcilable. Jewish immigration surged from 60,000 in 1917 to 600,000 by 1947. And land purchases fueled Arab fears of displacement. Britain's attempts to create shared governance, like a legislative council, collapsed due to Arab boycotts and Jewish concerns about minority status, escalating tensions. Zionist extremist violence, a campaign of terrorism. Zionist organizations, driven by the goal of a Jewish state, grew militant in the 1940s, particularly after the 1939 White Paper capped Jewish immigration at 75,000 over 5 years and envisioned a unitary Palestinian state. Irgun, led by Menachem Begin, and Lehi, known as the Stern Gang, adopted extreme violence to render British rule unfeasible, targeting military, civilian, and diplomatic targets in acts that meet modern terrorism definitions. Their aim was a greater Israel encompassing all of mandatory Palestine, including the West Bank and Transjordan, rejecting compromises like the UN partition plan. Key acts of violence. 1. Military targets. In February 1946, Irgun and Lehi destroyed 15 aircraft and damaged 8 at British airfields, weakening military control. In July 1947, Irgun abducted and hanged British sergeants Clifford Martin and Mervyn Pace in retaliation for executed members, shocking British public opinion and highlighting the conflict's brutality. 2. Civilian infrastructure. In June 1946, Haganah, Irgun, and Lehi destroyed 9 of 11 bridges, connecting Palestine to neighboring countries, isolating the region and disrupting British logistics. In July 1946, Irgun bombed the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, the British administrative headquarters, killing 91, 41 Arabs, 28 British, 17 Jews, severely undermining governance. 3. Attacks on civilians. Irgun bombed Arab markets in Haifa and Jerusalem, killing dozens and escalating communal tensions, creating widespread fear. In April 1948, Irgun and Lehi massacred over 100 Palestinian villagers, including women and children, in Deir Yassin, triggering mass Palestinian flight and intensifying the refugee crisis. 4. Attacks on British premises abroad. In October 1946, Irgun bombed the British embassy in Rome with 40 kilos of TNT, injuring 2 and damaging the building, with Zaev Epstein, a Begin associate, among the operatives. In August 1947, Irgun detonated suitcase bombs at the British headquarters in Vienna's Hotel Soccer, causing light damage but amplifying propaganda impact. 5. Assassinations of high-ranking officials. In November 1944, Lehi assassinated Lord Moyne, the British Minister for the Middle East, in Cairo, signaling defiance of British authority. In September 1948, Lehi killed UN mediator Folke Bernadotte in Jerusalem, opposing his revised partition plan that reduced Jewish territory and emphasized refugee return. Additional tactics. Illegal immigration. Aliyah Bet, the Jewish agency, with Irgun and Lehi support, organized illegal immigration, bringing tens of thousands of Jewish refugees to Palestine. The July 1947 SS Exodus incident, where Britain forcibly returned 4,515 refugees to Europe, became a propaganda coup, damaging Britain's reputation. Propaganda campaign. Zionist groups portrayed British policies as anti-Semitic, leveraging Holocaust sympathy, particularly in the U.S., to strain Anglo-American relations. Financial support. The United Jewish Appeal raised $150 million in 1947, half for Palestine, funding resistance efforts. These actions created an ungovernable environment, with economic damage estimated at £2 million and hundreds of British casualties, overwhelming a war-weary Britain. British relinquishment, caving to terrorism. Britain's decision to relinquish the mandate, announced in February 1947 and finalized on May 14, 1948, was driven by the relentless pressure of Zionist violence and broader constraints. Post-World War II, Britain faced a £3 billion debt and relied on U.S. loans. Maintaining 100,000 troops in Palestine, costing millions annually, was unsustainable amid domestic demands for reconstruction. British public opinion, exhausted by war and casualties, turned against the mandate, with media portraying Palestine as a quagmire. U.S. pressure to admit 100,000 Jewish refugees and Soviet support for partition further eroded Britain's position. The violence by Irgun and Lehi, particularly high-profile incidents like the King David Hotel bombing and the Sargent's Affair, demoralized British forces and eroded political will. These terrorist acts, by creating chaos and fear, directly contributed to Britain's inability to govern. By referring the issue to the UN, Britain conceded that it could not manage the violence or reconcile the mandate's contradictory obligations, effectively caving to Zionist extremism while failing to uphold its duty to protect Palestinian rights. UN recognition and membership, conditions and capitulation. The UN, as the League of Nations' successor, inherited the Palestine question in 1947. Its response shaped Israel's statehood and membership, but the process was heavily influenced by the violent context created by Zionist groups. UN partition plan and Israel's statehood. In November 1947, the UN General Assembly passed Resolution 181, proposing to partition Palestine into Jewish, 56%, and Arab, 43%, states, with Jerusalem internationalized. The Jewish agency accepted the plan, seeing it as a path to statehood, while Arab leaders rejected it, opposing any Jewish state. On May 14, 1948, as the mandate ended, Israel declared independence, citing Resolution 181. The ensuing Arab-Israeli war expanded Israel's territory to 78% of mandatory Palestine by the 1949 armistice agreements, exceeding the UN's allocation. Conditions for UN membership. Israel achieved UN membership on May 11, 1949. Via Resolution 273-3, with 37 votes in favor, 12 against, mostly Arab states, and 9 abstentions. Admission was contingent on UN Charter compliance. Israel pledged to uphold the Charter's principles, including peaceful dispute resolution and respect for human rights. Resolution 181, Partition Plan. Israel's declaration and UN statements affirmed acceptance of the partition plan, though its expanded borders were tacitly accepted as a wartime reality. Resolution 194, Refugee Rights. Article 11 called for Palestinian refugees to return or receive compensation. Israel expressed willingness to negotiate but resisted large-scale returns, citing security and demographic concerns. Human rights obligations. Israel was expected to adhere to emerging human rights norms, including non-discrimination and minority rights. The UN's decision was shaped by Zionist violence. The assassination of UN mediator Folke Bernadotte by Lehi in 1948, opposing his revised partition plan, underscored the radicals' rejection of compromise. While Israel's government condemned the act, it highlighted the volatile context. Geopolitical support. The U.S. and Soviet Union backed Israel's admission to counter each other's influence and address post-Holocaust humanitarian concerns. Pragmatism. The UN recognized Israel's de facto control over expanded territory, prioritizing stability over strict enforcement of Resolution 181's borders. By admitting Israel, the UN caved to the reality shaped by Zionist terrorism, which had forced Britain's exit and created a fait accompli through military gains. The conditions, while formally accepted by Israel, were loosely enforced, allowing Israel to sidestep full compliance. Israel's noncompliance and human rights violations. Israel's UN membership was predicated on commitments to UN resolutions and human rights, but its actions demonstrated significant noncompliance, accompanied by territorial expansion and human rights violations. Noncompliance with UN conditions. 1. Resolution 181, Partition Plan. Israel's 1949 borders covered 78% of mandatory Palestine, far exceeding the 56% allocated by Resolution 181. Areas like Western Galilee and parts of the Negev were incorporated through conquest, with no Arab state established. This failure to implement the partition plan fully fueled Arab grievances and undermined the UN's framework. 2. Resolution 194, Refugee Rights. Israel blocked the return of approximately 700,000 Palestinian refugees, displaced in 1948, despite Resolution 194's call for repatriation or compensation. The 1950 absentee property law transferred refugee lands to Jewish ownership, prioritizing demographic control. The refugee crisis became a cornerstone of the Arab-Israeli conflict, with millions remaining stateless in camps across Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria. 3. UN Charter and Human Rights. Israel's military rule over its Arab minority, 1948-1966, restricted civil liberties, including movement and political expression, violating non-discrimination principles. Discriminatory land laws and unequal resource allocation marginalized Palestinian citizens. These practices entrenched systemic inequalities, contradicting the UN Charter's human rights commitments. Territorial expansion. Israel's ambitions extended beyond the 1949 armistice lines. In 1956, Israel occupied the Sinai Peninsula during the Suez Crisis, withdrawing under UN pressure but signaling expansionist tendencies. In the 1967 Six-Day War, Israel captured the West Bank, Gaza Strip, East Jerusalem, and Golan Heights, occupying the remaining 22% of mandatory Palestine. The annexation of East Jerusalem and settlement expansion violated international law, including the Fourth Geneva Convention's prohibition on settler transfers into occupied land. By 2025, over 700,000 Israeli settlers live in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, supported by state policies, entrenching occupation and displacing Palestinians. Human rights violations. Israel's actions in the occupied territories constitute documented human rights violations. Displacement and home demolitions. Thousands of Palestinian homes have been demolished for settlement expansion or punitive reasons, violating rights to housing and property. Movement restrictions. Checkpoints, the West Bank barrier, and Gaza blockade limit Palestinian mobility, impacting access to work, healthcare, and education, breaching freedom of movement. Excessive force and detention, military operations and administrative detentions, often without trial, have led to civilian deaths and arbitrary imprisonment, violating due process and the right to life. Systemic discrimination. Reports describe Israel's policies as apartheid, citing segregation, unequal rights, and systemic discrimination against Palestinians in Israel and the occupied territories. These violations, driven by Israel's prioritization of territorial control and Jewish demographic dominance, starkly contrast with the UN conditions for its membership, particularly human rights and refugee obligations. Conclusion. Zionist extremist groups like Irgun and Lehi, through terrorist acts, targeting military airfields, civilian infrastructure, Arab populations, British premises abroad, and assassinating officials like Moina and Bernadotte, forced Britain to relinquish the mandate for Palestine. These actions, exploiting Britain's post-war weaknesses, made governance unfeasible, leading to the UN's involvement. The UN proposed the 1947 Partition Plan and admitted Israel as a member in 1949, conditional on adhering to the UN Charter, Human Rights, Resolution 181, and Refugee Rights. By accepting Israel's statehood despite its expanded borders and limited compliance, Britain and the UN caved to the reality shaped by Zionist terrorism. Israel's subsequent non-compliance, retaining territories beyond the partition plan, blocking refugee returns, and committing human rights violations through occupation and settlements, undermined its UN commitments, perpetuating the Palestine conflict and leaving Palestinian rights unfulfilled.